Hey, God bless you guys. Good morning, Summit. I am happy to be in your home. And like Pastor Brian said earlier, thank you so much for joining us in our new way of doing church during our current situation. And I'm so thankful that you've stayed plugged in, and I want to encourage you to keep doing that. So, hey, listen, I'm going to hop right in, but I want to encourage you, stay connected at the end of this message because I have an important announcement that will follow our time together. But we're in week 3 of a really important series because, believe it or not, as we're all isolated and sort of alienated and quarantined into our homes, we're actually focusing on something very important, and that is the power of we over me. And so this is our third message in that series, and hopefully you're able to follow along and write some notes down. So maybe you've noticed something that's really important, and I encourage you, if you haven't been watching for this, sort of do that in your conversations and as you're on social media. You don't have to be in a conversation long or on social media very long to find out what people are focused on right now. They're either focused on not getting sick themselves or keeping others from getting sick, or they're focused on convincing you how this is being overblown and it's an overreaction, or they're convincing you it's an underreaction and we should have been doing more all along. Or sometimes people are focused on the financial implications of everything that's going on, that there's job loss and there's going to be financial pain that comes from this. Maybe I haven't even touched on what you've been focusing on right now. But let me ask you this question really quickly. If you continue to focus on the things that you've been focusing on, or maybe you change lanes and you start focusing on one of the things that I just mentioned, where is that focus going to get you? And by that I mean your focus will lead your life. Your life follows your focus. Where you decide to set the eyes of your heart and your mind, your whole life will follow. So I ask you again, where is your focus leading you? Let me read a passage of scripture to you from Proverbs 4, 25 through 27. It says this, set your gaze, fix your eyes on the path before you. With fixed purpose, look straight ahead, ignore life's distractions, watch what you're doing. In other words, pay close attention to what you've actually focused on. Stick to the path of truth, and the road will be safe and smooth before you. Don't allow yourself to be sidetracked for even a moment or take the detour that leads you into darkness. So I want to share 3 quick things, and my commitment to you in these weeks to come is we're going to keep these messages more bite-sized and just easier to watch with you and your family. So I'm going to share 3 things, and it's going to be less than 15 minutes together here today. Being a part of a community, being a part of a we community of faith, keeps me focused on, number one, what God's doing in me. So one of the most important and revealing things that a crisis, any crisis, this one or any other, will do for you and me is bring to the outside of us what's already on the inside. Let me say that again. A crisis is great at squeezing us like a tube of toothpaste and putting on the outside of us what's already on the inside of us. And if we're followers of Christ, then a crisis calls us to shift our focus from the circumstances that are around us that are distracting us from focusing on what God's doing, from life-giving things, from hope-filled things, and from the highest and best things. Let me say it again. Crisis, if we're followers of Christ, the worst thing a crisis can do for you and I is distract us from all the life-giving, highest and best things that God is actually doing inside of one of these moments. Things that the kind of things that God wants to do in your life are the kind of things that crisis cannot stop God from doing in your life. Let me read this passage from Colossians 3, 1 through 2. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Remember, this is the Jesus who's been brought back from the dead. Not even death could hold him down. So the thing we fear the most is something that can make us sick right now and that's even fatal to others. But listen to me, we serve a Jesus who came back from the dead, who has authority over the grave. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things that are right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from His perspective. So I want to encourage you, every time that you're discouraged, every time that you have the perspective of fear or doubt or despair or hopelessness about your circumstances or about circumstances you're not sure what they're going to look like a week from now or a month from now or a year from now, your job, your health, your home, I want you to pause as soon as you take that perspective and just say, how does Jesus see this? In me, Christ lives. How does He view these same circumstances? Secondly is this, being a part of a community of faith keeps me focused on what God's doing for me. First, it's what God's doing in me. Second is what God's doing for me. So it's pretty common for you and I, in a circumstance like the one we're in, for us to ask, where is God in all of this? It would be almost weird for us not to ask that, because we're used to life going our way. We're used to life being pretty good. And when life's pretty good, when things are going well for us, when we aren't disrupted in our lives, we tend to believe that God is with us. And then when all of this kind of stuff happens around us, we tend to wonder where God is. And that's because our minds begin to fill up places where faith once existed, places where hope once existed, places where joy once existed, places where comfort once existed. Those things, those cavities, those areas, those rooms in our life are now filled with fear and despair and doubt and panic and anxiety, and it begins to push out all the things that once used to have faith and hope and joy there. So listen, God again calls us to shift our focus away from the thoughts that defeat us, to reclaim those areas in our mind and in our heart. And here's the comfort that God can give, so that we're not defeated, so that we're not hopeless, so that we're not lost, and we're not crushed by the weight of the circumstances around us. Here's the hope that we have in Christ. Here's the promise of what God's doing for us. Philippians 4:8 says this, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best. This is how you get your highest and best life. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating. So in other words, put this thought into your mind and then sit on that thought. Don't let the thought slip out. Don't let the thought slip away. Don't let your mind fill up with something else. Hold on to that thought. Keep it in that chair and have a conversation with that thought over and over and over and over again. That's what meditation is, fixing your mind on this. I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things that are true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst. Quit thinking of the worst case scenario. Start thinking of the best case scenario. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that. Listen. And God, who makes everything work together, will work you into His most excellent harmonies. Do you know that God was not surprised by these circumstances? This did not catch God off guard. And as a follower of Christ, I want you to hear this. God has already figured out how you fit into all of it and what He wants to do in you and what He wants to do for you in the midst of this. And the third and finally is this. Being a part of a community of faith keeps me focused on what God's doing around me, in me, for me, and around me. Now, most of the time in these circumstances, we get hyper-focused and we tend to focus on the right now, the immediate, what's right in front of us. And that tends to mean we're focused on our circumstances, our health, our marriage, our home, our kids, our finances, our jobs, the things that impact us the most. But as a community of faith, as a follower of Christ, you are connected, you are related through your kinship with Christ, you are related to a whole church. God has put you into a body of believers, and we are to care for each other, care about the circumstances that others are in right now. It's pure selfishness for us not to be wondering how we can affect and impact the people who are hurting with us, the people who are feeling the same pressures and anxieties and fears and doubts that we are. How is it affecting them? And here's something you may not know is that someone else may be hurting not only the same way that you are, but in worse ways. And God has equipped you and I, enabled you and I, and given you and I abilities to serve each other and love each other and honor each other. And I want to challenge you in this time that you would think about the people that God has put in your life through our faith community and begin to ask, what can I do? What is God calling me to do in this moment to help people, to serve people, to love people, to encourage people? Listen to what it says in Romans 12:10. Be devoted, that means committed, to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor of one another. Listen, I want you to start praying, even as this message ends, start praying that God would point out people in our faith community, in our church, that He would put on your heart to encourage, to comfort, to love, to serve, and to help. And every one of those people might need something different from you, but God has equipped you with multiple gifts, multiple abilities, and multiple talents and resources to help people in a time just like this. If our faith doesn't matter now, when does it matter? Can I pray for you? And then again, stay tuned because immediately following the message, I have a special announcement that you need to help get the word out to our church. Father, I thank you for our body of believers. I thank you for what you're doing in us and for us and around us and through us in this very season. In a time of uncertainty, in a time where we don't know what tomorrow looks like or an hour from now looks like or next week looks like, God, we can be sure that you've put us on a path not to harm us, but to help us, to prosper us, and to bless us. You're a good God with good promises, and we lean into you during this season. Let what happens in the next days, in the next weeks, and in the next months be something that we can be proud of, that our faith grew, it exploded, and not only did our faith and our personal lives explode, but our family, this body that we've been meeting with for years prior to this all together, and that we've been separated, when we come back together, God, it would be an explosion of community that's joined in, of people that who were once faithless now have turned their faith to God, and that we would be a part of that. And we thank you for it all, giving you praise now for the good things to come in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. We'll see you back here. Be looking for our emails, be on social media, because we've got daily content for you guys to bless you every single day. I love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Hey, God bless you guys. Thanks for hanging on for just another minute. I want to bring you some important news from myself and our pastoral leadership, as well as our board of directors at Summit Church. We recognize that one of the scariest things that's come out of the recent health crisis is that some of you have likely been impacted by a loss of income, or your hours have been so significantly cut that it will be nearly impossible for you to make bills. So we want to, number one, point you towards the resources that are available through the federal government and state government as they begin to roll out programs that are going to help people who have lost their jobs, who can get unemployment quicker. There's even some mortgage forbearance that are happening with individual companies, and there's a lot in the works. So please pursue all of those. But we also know that that's not going to take care of every need in your home. One of the benefits of being a part of a faith community is your opportunity, your ability to turn to that faith community when you need help. Hopefully you're part of a rooted group, or that you have been part of a rooted group. And if so, I want you to do this first. Reach out to your rooted group and share your needs, because you need people praying for you, encouraging you, and helping lift you up. And then secondly, reach out to us at a leadership level. You can go to needs, N-E-E-D-S, at mysummit.church. Reach out to us and let us know what your needs are, because I've been in constant contact with our board. We've been communicating daily to find out ways that we can reach out to our faith community and help you in this time. And we've decided to set aside resources of the church to help families who are most in need during this time. And so this is going to be something that serves our faith community as much as we would love to help the community at large. And maybe one day God will give us the resources and ability to do that. Right now, presently, we're helping families within our church during one of the most difficult times, maybe in your family's history. And so if you'll reach out at needs@mysummit.church and let us know what your needs are, we will do our very best to be a part of helping meet those needs. Now, God has blessed some of you, and you haven't lost income, and your job hasn't changed, and you have the ability to help meet needs. Please, 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 we're asking you to, number one, everyone be faithful in your giving. We cannot continue to do ministry without you being faithful in your tithes and offerings. But number two is, help us possibly by giving even more to a special offering. And you can just go to any one of our giving portals and use the drop down, those in need. And if you don't know how to do that, please contact us at the church and we'll help walk you through all that. You can text My Summit to 77977 and you'll get a link to share. But we need your help in blessing those who are in a very, very difficult time. We're praying for you, but we want to be practical and help you as well. So please reach out. Let us know how we can help. And we'd love to partner with you during this time. God bless you guys.